Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody holler out, this is my year. I can't hear you say, this is my year.
Of Jubilee, everything that was stolen is returned to me. Every chain removed, I'm free. This is my year of Jubilee. This is my year.
Coming back.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome to God's Woman of Excellence Ministries. I'm your host, Virtuous Lady, and I greet you in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. We're so glad to be back on the air live with you right here on Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. And today we will be sharing with our women's devotional and prayer broadcast, and our subject is Finding Time for God. Yes. But first, let us start off with prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day. Glory to God, we declare that this is the day that you have made. We are yet still rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Father, we thank you right now. Glory to God for your goodness and for, oh God, hallelujah, for this time of prayer, this time, oh God, of impartation, oh God, this time of empowerment, oh God, of your word to your women. Father, I pray that this word would fall on good ground. I pray, oh God, that someone would be empowered, someone would be encouraged to stand, having an altar stand in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praises, and we bless you. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Glory to God. All that men would praise you. Hallelujah, from the rising of the sun to the going down, hearing of the same. Father, your name is worthy, and we thank you and we bless you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praises. Glory to God, because you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. The psalmist says, all that men would praise you. Glory to God, you are worthy to be praised. You are an incredible God. You deserve an incredible praise, and we bless your mighty name. Hallelujah. We call upon the name, hallelujah, that's above every name, the name of Jesus, the name that every knee must bow to, oh God, where every tongue must confess that you are Lord. Hallelujah. You are majesty and kingdom authority. So Father, we thank you and we give you praise and glory. God, anoint the airwaves on tonight as we declare your word, as we pray, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, we command the airwaves to become subject to the Spirit of the living God. Now, in the name of Jesus, we pray that everyone that will dial in live, those that will tune in on the archive, Father, we pray that you will bless them and bless them indeed. Oh God, meet them at their point of need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you, God. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We will be back with you on the air next Thursday evening, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 5:30 p.m. Central, 4:30 p.m. Mountain, or 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, whichever time zone you reside in. Glory to God. Next week, we will be here for the Women That Worship broadcast. Yes, we will be back worshiping the Lord. How many of you know that God wants worshipers? He desires our worship. Hallelujah. So we're going to come back, hallelujah, on next week to share, glory to God, in worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Will you come back and worship with me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then next week, we will be able to give you our upcoming broadcast for the month of April. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We invite you to consider being a part of our Intercessors Network. Amen. We meet for intercessory prayer on our prayer line every first Friday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On Facebook as Prayer Is My Passion Ministries. Amen. And you can also request to be a part of our Intercessors Network in our private group on Facebook. It is Prayer Is My Passion Intercessors Network. Amen. I'm also there on Facebook under Pastor Lisa Martin. Amen. Send me a request. Connect with me. Glory to God. As we build up the kingdom of God, all for his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to share our scripture for today. Amen. In relation to our subject, I thought that this was a scripture that was fitting. Amen. Glory to God. Psalm 63. Psalm 63. Glory to God. I'm reading from the New King James Version, Psalm 63, in its entirety. And the Bible says, oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary. to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fat, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me, but those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. Glory to God. The word of the Lord, it is already blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to play a song, amen, as we take a break. Glory to God. And then we will be back to share, amen, in our devotional portion of our broadcast. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know that it all belongs to God? Everything belongs to our heart. Everything. Glory to God. It all belongs to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This song is entitled "It All Belongs to You" by Demita Hayden.
Put your hands and just worship him. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Come on, worship. Open your mouth and begin to speak to him. Come on, open your mouth and let the Spirit just begin to flow out of you.
My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you.
Ready?
Well, praise the Lord and welcome back to God's Woman of Excellence Ministries. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to begin our devotional at this time. Once again, this devotional book is entitled A Woman of Faith, Finding Time for God. And our scripture is Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 and 5. And the devotional has it from the New Century Version, and it's just the first part of verse 5. So I read the devotional first and then share a word of exhortation. So our scripture, once again, is Isaiah 50, 4 through 5, and it says, every morning he wakes me. He teaches me to listen like a student. The Lord God, me learn. Hallelujah. Finding time for God. Each new day is a gift from God, and if we are wise, we spend a few moments each morning thanking the giver. Daily life is woven together with the threads of habit, and no habit is more important to our spiritual health than the discipline of daily prayer and devotion to the Creator. When we begin each day with heads bowed and hearts lifted, we remind ourselves of God's love, his protection, and his commandments. And if we are wise, we align our priorities for the coming day with the teachings and commandments that God has given us through his holy word. Are you of your life? Do you seek to improve the condition of your spiritual or physical health? If so, ask for God's help and ask for it many times each day, starting with your morning devotional. Hallelujah. And at the end, it's just a thought from the author of this particular devotional. For this devotional for the day, the author is Sheila Walsh. And she says, I think we Christians have become lazy. We would rather read a book about how someone else becomes closer to God than alone with him ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I concur with this devotional reading. Amen. I just want to share and bring out a few points here. Amen. And truly, I believe that it is essential and crucial for the believer, amen, for us women of God, for the people of God, to spend time with God on a daily basis, amen. We should never be too busy and so busy that we don't make time to spend with God, amen. We make time for everything else. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We make time to go to work. We make time to go to the mall. Come on. We make time to go to the restaurant. Come on. Hallelujah. So make sure you make time to spend with the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. With the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, make time to spend with him. Glory to God. Because he wants and he desires your fellowship and your worship with him. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we give you glory, honor, and praises. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, over each and every woman of God that is tuning in and those that will tune in on the archive, that they will make the time to spend time with you, oh God. Hallelujah. That they will make time to spend time with you in prayer and in your word, oh God, communicating with you. Hallelujah. In your word, studying to show themselves approved, rightly dividing the word of God. Hallelujah. In your word, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God, spending the time to read it, to meditate upon it. Hallelujah. And most importantly, to apply it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you for your word, oh God. We thank you for reminding us, oh God, to spend time with you, Father. Oh God, it's all right to read self-help books, oh God. Hallelujah. But it's very important to read the book, glory to God, the Holy Bible. Hallelujah. Our spiritual roadmap. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for desiring to fellowship with us, God. And Father, we pray for even more discipline, Father. There's so many distractions and things that will take us, our focus away from you, Father. So God, I rebuke every distraction on tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I declare and I pray, oh God, hallelujah, Lord God, that we will make adjustments in our lives, that we will make sure that we spend time with you in prayer, that we will acknowledge you when we rise in the morning, when we open up our eyes, we will acknowledge you, Father, and thank you for life and that more abundantly. Glory to God. So, Father, we bless you and we give you praise. Hallelujah, because you're worthy. Glory to God. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, and we bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. We are going to go out with a song, Dominion.
Yeah.
no longer, no longer, 'cause it's over.
It's over.
Somebody needs to decree it.